I feel like rapping, Cullen. What's that Will Smith, your go-to karaoke rap?
Oh, the Candy song. Because Halloween's up, coming up.
Yeah, Candy?
We almost made it through
November.
Can
we make that our intro?
All right, look, here's the situation.
My parents went away on a week's vacation. This is not the candy song.
Your ex-boyfriends, Mike and Ike, is both lemon heads. I ain't trying to play a hey girl. I know that you go with Bazooka Joe. Now, you know he don't love you like that. He's trying to get a recent piece of the Kit Kat. Really, hon, what he needs is a jawbreaker. Because I'm the one that'll love you, baby, now and later. Be my peppermint patty with 100 wishes. And I'll be your Hershey daddy with 100 kisses. Get the twins M&Ms. They booked us out of flight today. You and me can starburst to the Milky Way. I don't care what it costs, girl, 100 grand. We can snicker all night at my Jolly Ranch. Just me and you. I'll call your friends up too, because I can get my boys Babe Ruth and Charleston Chew.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Don't Tell Mom.
That was crazy.
Halloween's coming up. Halloween, we got candy on the mind.
Is it even happening? I think it is in some places. I don't know. It's crazy. What's up? Welcome back to another episode. I think we're on episode 122 or something. I wasn't here last week because shit was hitting the fan left and right. Still up there. I'm still trying to scrape it all off. But
you
thanks,
get your feedback.
Thanks for Jesus and Rocky to come in.
If y'all haven't seen it, go check that one out. That one was hilarious.
We had
Rocky's mom call in mid-podcast, and he put her on the mic, and she called him a little bitch, and it was just, it was good stuff. It was a good mom edition.
It was fun.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Tuning in. How y'all doing?
Oh, we are here. How are y'all? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody's kind of getting settled into the year and the crazy and the bullshit, and we're all just riding the wagon now.
Well, right when you think everything's settled in the podcast world, Joe Rogan announces last night that his producer has the COVID, so he is taking the next week and a half or 2 weeks off.
Joe Rogan, man never sleeps. Like, what's he gonna do with
himself? He COVID tests everybody, like the 15 minutes rapid tests.
Well, he doesn't have it. His producer has
He's negative. He said he's negative. But on top of that, we had Nick Saban get positive tested last week. But
everybody's getting their own over here. It's the second wave we were talking about that no one even seems like worried about anymore.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. You're starting to see these like big wigs. There have been obviously big wigs already. President Trump. AKA.
This has all happened in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's inevitable, I think. Everybody's going to get it eventually. So, I think it's just one of those things, everybody's got to get it, and so you can get it behind you.
I think our kids have already gotten it back. We've already talked about all that, but.
We got some news. You know, it is, Cullen, it's getting real, real close to home, because somebody that's near and dear to us that we know that's very close to home has had the coronavirus. So,
yeah, you texted me that a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what?
It's crazy. Our sister has the Rona, and our niece, and I'm not sure if Jordan had it or not, our nephew, but so they don't know how they got it, but they were infected, and it started with Allie, our niece, and she got sick. You know, she just didn't feel good. She was real, real tired, she said, and then she lost her sense of taste and smell, which, can we just stop and talk about that? Like, how crazy is that? Can you imagine just losing senses? Like,
yeah.
The worst one for me would be blind. I couldn't imagine being able to see.
That's crazy. The thing that I'm like skeptical about all this is like, okay, let's take Nick Saban for instance.
Yeah. I think he just got a false
okay,
positive.
Okay, but if that was anybody else, like our sister or our niece that tested positive for
you sit your butt at home for 14
once you
days.
Get tested positive, you automatically assume, boom, 14 days, I'm quarantined. Yeah. There goes my life for
it's
14
days.
It's
the do as I say, not as I do.
But then you got Nick Saban, and he's got a huge number two versus number three college SEC football game to coach that weekend.
Look at that. Healed.
So then you have to test. He had three consecutive negatives. But like the normal resident of the United States isn't going to go get three more tests just to prove that it was a false positive.
Right.
So that's what's so.
I mean, I guess you could.
I mean, you could,
take
I guess.
The initiative to go and do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But why would you do that? I would just, yeah. And then not to mention all the extended family and job coworkers that you're putting, you have to have the responsibility to tell them.
Right.
And so then they quarantine or go get tested.
It's a big spider web. Supposed to be. That's the idea. So, that's just not what's happening.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like,
That's crazy.
I think that we've had that example set by the leader of America, the free world. It was like, well, I'll be negative until I say I'm not negative anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. It is what it is, folks. I hope that nobody that you know has it. We were going to try to get Rachel on the phone at some point and ask her what her experience was like. But it's just, it really does make it real when it's somebody in your immediate family. You're like, oh, crap. Yeah. My sister, my niece, my nephew, they got sick. But thankfully, none of them had underlying conditions. And thankfully, they're all okay. And
that is good. Yeah,
I was, you know, that's passed. But for those of you that are going, well, I don't know anybody that's had it. You know, that's how I was like for a long time. But I feel like it is. The walls are closing in. More and more people.
Last week, I talked about, and I even tweeted about this, about my kids are more responsible than some of these adults out here with their washing the hands and wearing the mask. Mm-hmm. And nobody at Brooks or Gaines' school has been tested positive for it. But it goes back to the trickle effect. We got a text from one of Gaines' classmates last week that her babysitter, the girl's babysitter, was tested positive for COVID. So therefore, her classmate has to quarantine for 10 days.
Right.
Or, you know, or go get tested after, you know, 3 consecutive negatives something like that. So it was somebody that Gaines was going to have over for a party, like her late birthday party celebration and mm-hmm. this, that, and the other. And now it's like, now we're going to have to cancel that because mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's like, my God, it's crazy how it just trickles down. But I'm glad Rachel and Allison are doing better. I want to hear
the schools are kind of nuts right now, like the way that they're doing it. I'm surprised that they're not getting tested more often. Like, I'm surprised it's as lax as it is. And like, even our high school down here where we went to school, Hoover High, it's back 5 days, and so they're just kind of proceeding, I guess, with caution. And I guess they're being just as clean there. They're probably cleaner there than they are at the house, but there's just so many more people. And mm-hmm. I had some friends coming over for the football game the other day, and they were literally at the stop sign on their way here, and they got a text from somebody that the 9-year-old, my friend's daughter, her friend's mom had tested positive.
Yeah, see.
And so I was like, okay, so-and-so, and they were just hanging out the other day, so now we need to quarantine. So they stopped. They're right down the street on their way here. I made chips and dip. I was pissed. I was like, damn, okay. I sat there and ate the dip myself anyway, but they stopped and turned around. Thankfully, you know, they're responsible. She was like, she called me. She was like, I just got this text. What should I do? I was like, well, don't come here. I mean, turn your ass around and go home. But right? It feels like they're popping up closer.
So if you are aware of our situation over on Cullen and Katie, we are looking for a new place to live. And we'll go into more details with that later. But with that, we have to look for new schools for the kids.
Right.
And it's going to come in a good transitional period with the holidays and all that kind of stuff coming up. But looking into the school stuff down in the area that we're looking at, it's crazy. Masks aren't required for Brooks. And I'm like, but they are for the older kids.
Because he's too young to keep it on anyway.
I guess, but they don't
like
have any.
You're sticking your hand up through the mask, picking your nose, wiping it on your buddy.
His mask is soaking wet every day he comes in because he sucks on it. And then like it's all like discolored from the dirt.
It's like all
yes,
of the germs.
It's awful. It's gross.
Yeah.
But just seeing the different mindset of different counties and states and areas, I was like, that's kind of scary. But if there's no positive test, then what can you do? I mean, it's like, maybe it's better, you know, for the immune system, all the hoopla we've
You're
talked about.
You're not blocking out all the germs that keep you going, right?
It's just crazy.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week. It's weird how everybody's kind of get their own opinion about it. I stick with the science. I'm trying to stick with the science anyway. That's my motto. That's what I'm going to believe at the end of the day. But, you know, teach their own. Who knows?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the great world order. Everybody's coming. Everybody's... I'm not even going to go into that whole conspiracy theory. I about got comfortable. Listen.
You're leaning back in your chair and kicking your feet up.
I know.
You're ready to go.
Hey, listen. But I just looked down at my arm, and if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that I have a smiley face sticker on my arm. Colin, I'm in the shower today, and I'm shaving my legs. First time I've done that in a while. And I, in the very back of my calf, there's like 10 stickers. I had no idea. These tiny little smiley face stickers. And I have no idea how long those have been there. Like, oh, I don't shave my legs every day, so I'm not like looking back there to discover all these stickers. But I just had like a line of them right in my blind spot, you know.
They get on there. I got a question. Like, okay, so, and we kind of mentioned it off camera a little bit, but you mentioned watching on YouTube. And then I started thinking about like the future of Don't Tell Mom with this movie that we've got coming up, right? And stuff, and like I want to keep it going.
Yeah,
obviously,
of course.
Like, that may be the title of this video too, if we don't hear from Rachel. It's like the end of Don't Tell Mom.
No.
But what I was thinking was what a lot of podcasts obviously do is audio only, and how much easier that would be. Y'all could have your space back here, or even like,
yeah, we've talked about
clear this out, and then you can have like just a little corner in your room if we do Zoom calls or something like that.
We do it remotely.
So yeah, it's going to be
A transition for sure.
It's going to be weird being apart, but it's also going to, I think, be good to be able to reconnect every week like we've been doing. Obviously.
That's my saddest thing is I called Colin the other day. I was like in my feelings about it. I'm upstairs watching the football game. I was just thinking like, dang, I should have gone to Cullen's and watched more of these football games when I had the chance. You know, now you're moving all these hours away from me. I feel like we hadn't spent enough time together. But then, but really, to be honest with you, we have, because we've been able to get together and do this every week, and it kept us accountable for, I get to see you and hug your neck, and we get to talk shit on the podcast, and it's been like,
we could also, it's been good. It has been. I'm like thinking the logistics behind it. You're getting all emotional. I'm like, we could upload it like this. We could upload.
I think it'll be whatever we feel like doing that week and what we're able to do.
Right, right. The audio is always good. I know David Dobrik, the number one pod, besides Joe Rogan, like he's huge. He's
taking the one spot this week while Joe's
out. He does audio only. And then, I mean, obviously all podcasts, that's what podcasts are, audio only. But I know like Katie would do audio only on her podcast, but then still upload to YouTube just the audio. So it would be like just the logo.
Right.
So
right.
You still have the chance or option to plug in YouTube
watch it like that. Yeah.
That's another option. But I've been trying to like run through all the scenarios in my head of like, how are we going to do this long distance? And I don't want you to have to waste this big ass corner here with all this, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I don't think it matters. I think that the folks, y'all have been like steady listening. We have an awesome little following here.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the other day, and I'm like, thousands of y'all listen to us every week. Can you imagine sitting in a room just like this and doing it live, like talking to thousands of people every week? Can you imagine? I would be so stage fright. Like, there's no, I'd be like, is this thing on? You know? But it's crazy to think that y'all have just been with us this whole time and been following us from the beginning and listening to us, you knuckleheads, talk every week. So we definitely want you to, you know, we want to continue on doing this. Even if it's not the same schedule or in the same way, we're still going to put something out there and be able to catch up and just talk real, real.
We've already talked about how me and Katie, when we do this move, it's hard. I freaking hate moving. I remember saying last time
I not feel good.
Last time I moved, I was like, this is my forever home because I ain't doing that shit again.
Yeah,
and here we are
three years
later, like, okay, we bought way too much house. Me and Katie talked about, okay, this week we're going to go ahead and tell our audience like no videos because we just have to be able to just focus and like lock down on everything.
I'm telling you, Cullen, like I've taken the pressure off myself because after I had Lily, I was like two girls, two little babies. It's too much I'm not going to stress myself out over having a schedule with my vlogs.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care. Like what, you know, y'all can watch the ones that I put up. When I put them up, they're going to be sporadic and whatever. But my job number one is being mommy. So I'm going
to
do that.
I think that's the best mindset to have because of what I've gone through over the years.
I can watch your example.
Personal experience of the grind of daily vlog. You could not pay me to do daily vlogs like we used to back in the day during moves, during births. And like, when it came to the mindset or the realization, like, okay, this is making me into a zombie, like literally a zombie. There's no creative form factor here. There's no, like, I was just like, where's
edit
Wi-Fi
here, put this here, music there.
Yeah. I mean, there was no like, I didn't even have time to think about it. I was literally just picking up the camera, showing you my fork, and then saying, all right, see y'all later. And then,
but all that hard work paid off.
I don't regret it at all. Well, I
you
do,
didn't
I
have
do
kids
regret it.
When you started it though, and you didn't have kids and you had the time to do it and dedicate. I know you took, took off work or whatever to pursue YouTube.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it was definitely, it was
just such
that
a
was your job.
Different atmosphere back then.
Yeah.
And a different feel.
You had energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not old as balls now. It's like, God.
And the burnout, the YouTube burnout thing is a real thing.
Yeah.
And then you don't think you have it and you just keep telling yourself personally, mentally, like, no, I'm not going to get that. I'm too in love with this hobby and this right. job and blah, blah, blah. And then like you start realizing like, all right. Or we even would say like, it's mending me and Katie's arguments because I turned the camera on and we have to be all ha ha ha.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, it was just like putting a wedge in between our relationship and yeah. you know, my mental space and
self care, man. I think that if you're happy, you're going to put out better content anyway.
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
it's, you know, it's quantity over quality over quantity, right? That's really what it's the transition is into, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it used to be like all the time and some of your old vlogs sucked, you know?
Yeah.
daily because it's like what you know in the very beginning with your shaky cameras and all that
good
stuff but yeah I mean I definitely think that it's quality over quantity. I think that mm-hmm. if you take the time like I haven't been putting any pressure on myself to do it. I love vlogging and stuff and I want to do it because I want to have footage of the girls this young
right
and
yeah.
like at this age and all this stuff, so it's awesome y'all do have those from every mm-hmm. single day of the kids growing up. It's definitely, you know, it's the
but let's be realistic, are they really going to sit down and watch every one of them or one day, or am I going to go back and watch one of them? Like there's certain days where I go back and get stuck watching a couple of them back to back, but like come on. Like,
I think that you just more ingrained it in your memory. You're not going to go back and watch every single one, but it'll be nice to be able to kind of flip through them, and, you know,
yeah.
When your yeah. kids are older and they've left the house and y'all just want to, you miss them. And
like
you know,
having the footage of dad and all that kind
right?
of stuff.
Right, having
I never,
grandmother, yeah.
Yeah, knew I would want to go back and, or, you know, there was a reason for it back in the day. But playing devil's advocate, it's like, oh shit, there went my train. Where did it go?
Well, like what I was thinking was it's like when you write something down, you remember it and mm-hmm. you don't even have to go back to your notes and look at it because you've like etched it in your memory by writing it down. Where if you hadn't wrote that thought down, you would have forgot it and that would have been it.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the simple act of writing it, that's kind of what I think of when it's like your videos and your memories. It's like you're just kind of etching your memories every day into your mind
right.
a little more. It's like you're writing down what happened that day, but you're just doing it in a video. But since you're the one that looked at those videos and edited them and had to go
like
back and forth, back
three
and forth
times.
Yeah, you had to yeah. look at it in here. And it's like kind of like helping your memory. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like doing brain exercise.
Oh, speaking of, there it is. My train's back on the track.
See?
Help my memory.
You lodged it.
Choo-choo, right back
say
on.
Say it before you forget it again. Spit it out, Dylan.
But like playing devil's advocate, like when you look at the algorithm of YouTube and being relevant in this space, it's like you have to post every single day or else the audience will forget who you are, or this audience that you've built and this following that you mm-hmm. have. If we don't post next Tuesday for Don't Tell Mom, will y'all come back the next week to listen? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm too scared to find out because I don't want, you know, so it's like,
don't want to lose the attention.
That mentality back in the day, especially with the daily vlogs, it was like mm-hmm. triggering the algorithm like, oh, YouTube likes this because I'm making them more views every single
dude watch Social Dilemma.
I didn't
got
finish
to.
It
oh
yes yes all that,
that
shit.
Mentality, that's what they want though.
Yes exactly,
you're a puppet, Colin.
Exactly, and you turn into one.
Like,
literally
yes, more to put ads on, more content for us to exploit.
Yeah, I do yeah. remember seeing that cutaway shot where they would break away the way they did the whole movie, I think, or the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They would cut away to like a normal scene in life.
Yeah.
And then they would cut back to like what your brain is
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, your little brain
in the
puppet
control
masters.
Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the control center where they're like guiding you
yeah.
to look at this ad
like,
and look at that ad.
Oh,
and you're just like,
he wants to talk to his girlfriend or he wants something.
Sheep, Cullen. We're all
yes.
sheep.
Damn it.
But so now you're not going to think about it that way, right? Is that the point? Like you're done with trying to please and whatever.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a while, especially being in this house that we've been in for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then the mindset shift and going through all the addiction outcry and all that,
shit in that house, Cullen.
Yeah, I wouldn't regret it. I told Katie the other day, I don't think I'm going to be emotional leaving. I'm like ready to get the hell out of there and start a new life. Start a new life.
I'm so excited for you.
I can say we're downsizing from 5,200 square feet to about 2,000, less than 2,000 square feet. That's what we're looking to do.
That's good.
So y'all stay tuned to the
vlogs.
That's
a good thing. You don't need all that space, Cullen, all that. Oh, man. Can you imagine the energy bill?
It's so relieving. Which, by the way, there's a kid's paint table out on your front porch.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I'm like, I texted Cullen the other day. I was like, I'll take all your valuable shit. And then I texted him right back. I was like, oh, am I kidding? I'll take your junk, too. You just load her up. But
no, that's what we were talking about the other day. We were like, good Lord. Like our power bill 1 month was like $600. And that's when we're leaving the lights on for showings and stuff like that. Mm-mm. I think that the power bill at our new place, based on what I've seen, I even jokingly said $50. It's like, do you know how much money we're going to be able to put towards our debt and save for what we actually want versus just buying it to make it look good on YouTube and for our families and for our friends and just do what we want to do for us. So
I'm excited for you.
Oh, like, it's going to be fun.
I actually saw Drew, your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Drew, if you listen? I saw him at Back 40 the other day. We took the girls and had like an outside day.
I saw those pictures on
Instagram. It's been
Instagram.
So nice outside. It has been like gorgeous. It's happy fall, y'all. Seriously, this is my favorite time of year. So it was a good day. Anyway, we're sitting there. Corey sees, I think Sophia was having a meltdown, so Corey was doing some laps with her, and he sees Drew, sends him over to me, and me and Drew sat there and caught up for a minute, and just, I spilled all the tea on Cullen. I was like, this is what Cullen's doing, because that's one of your good friends.
Yeah.
But it just seems like we both came to the understanding that you're just, like, you're going to be so much happier because this is something you've been wanting to do. You wanted to be close to the beach. You know what I mean? Like,
It's going to be
you wanted
good.
Your style of house and, you know, what you wanted. And it's like you're really making those moves to be.
Me and Katie have said it, and we're probably going to say it several more times in our videos coming up, but like, we are literally starting over. And I've been posting shit left and right on Facebook Marketplace, and it feels so good.
Right? Get it
like,
going.
Oh my God. It's like,
get it out of here.
I literally had that much money just sitting there that I just wanted to hang on to. And I'm to the point now where I'm like, I don't care. Like, we're going to have a Facebook Market Fund envelope. So, like, any money that we do make off of selling the shit that we're getting rid of, we're going to reinvest in the shit that we want. Yeah, the new stuff versus like all of our furniture, we're keeping our couch, but most of our furniture just isn't our style anymore. Like,
you grew out of it.
We've changed. Yeah, so we're like, no.
Come
I want
for a
something
refresh.
More airy, more clean looking. Yeah. So
I love it, dude. I'm
excited. Exciting.
I don't
exciting.
Know what all you've said on your vlog.
We haven't
I can
said
talk
anything.
About.
That was about it.
Okay,
but
can I do a spoiler?
No, what?
The house that y'all are looking at and possibly going to get into, you know, whatever to live in is absolutely stunning. And I think that you're going to love it because when we had bought this house, we had looked at like some of the older houses that were cute, but they were a little outdated. It was like, we always said, oh, we can fix it up and we can, you know, we can do that or whatever, make it better and remodel this and whatever. No, I'm telling you, I'll never buy an older house again. It's like new is the way to go because it just feels cleaner.
Yes.
Like to be in a house that no one else was in before, it's just such a better feeling than feeling like there's junk and
like at our other house,
like other people.
We moved into our other house and there was like beard shavings in the bathroom drawer from the other guy that was there before me. You know, it's
See?
Like gross. Like, what is this?
So I want your ghosts and shit. Watch you all get out of here with the crumbs and everything.
It is a blessing in disguise this way this has all worked out. And I think on our last video, y'all did hear one of the guys we were talking to say, resort-like amenities. So y'all just stay tuned. That's all.
The animals. It's Cullen crazy. Was like, pinch me. How are things happening? You're going to like jinx it. We got to knock on something.
I know. I'm still skeptical. I still think it's a scam.
It's been kind of falling in line for y'all right now. And I think that you should just receive that, Cullen. Just receive it. Don't even question it. Don't doubt it. Just be happy and go for the ride. Because you'll be the one that's like on a really fun ride, but you're like, I don't know. Is this about to end? Is this, we're about to break down. On this,
how much did we spend on this?
Stop stressing the ride's going in and enjoy the ride.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think that it's time, y'all had a little run of bad luck, and now it's time to.
I'm ready.
Get back on
you can
the
see
upswing.
The light. You can see the light, but
I can see the upswing, Cullen. What's
Rachel? Is she? Were we going to try to get her on, or what was?
Oh yeah, I'll try to call her. So she said that she had like a small window, and I tried to text her.
Okay,
we'll try her and just see what happens. But I did want to see. I wanted to talk to somebody on the podcast that has had the Rona. And so y'all can get an understanding of what her experience was. I know that there's a million different experiences. So it's like what happened with her is not necessarily what's going to happen with you. Just like with the president, just like with Saban, just like with, the people that are actually really sick. I don't think she's going to answer. She only had a little window. I was going to try to catch her on our lunch break. But hopefully we'll get her on next week. We're going to try to do some guests, but it's kind of hard right now because we don't really know what's happening with the show. And
if we do take a
break while we're moving over the holidays or something, we'll let you guys know.
A little break. I think a lot of podcasts do that. Y'all leave it in the comments. Let us know what you think about that.
I think it's good to refresh,
like a little holiday, little holiday break.
Speaking of the holidays, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Me and Katie were talking about that,
what are we doing for Halloween? What are y'all doing?
The way things are working out timing wise, it just depends.
Are you doing like a trick or treating? I mean, this is why y'all are still here. So, your birthday, y'all usually do like a big party. Like, it's so weird
I don't know. Things are happening sooner than later.
Are y'all trick or treat? Are you trick or treating in your neighborhood?
Which one?
Think about it. I don't know. Are y'all going to wear costumes this year? You have no idea. You're just rolling with it. Yeah. Well, I know for us, we have a Halloween party this weekend, and y'all are welcome to come. Corey was hoping he'd be here, but he's going to be out of town.
Is he really? Damn it.
Yeah, we were going to be like the slow family, so we have a snail costume. We have a snail costume for Lily.
Oh,
we have
hilarious.
A sloth costume for... Sophia. Corey was going to be a turtle and I was going to be a koala bear.
Because you hear about like the circus family or, we're actually literally the slow family.
I got a snail costume and a sloth costume for sale for like $5 a piece.
That's
for these
hilarious.
Like $50 costumes for the girls. And was like, what? I was like, dang, I can't pass this up. This is such a good price for these costumes. I was like, well, these are both slow animals. So we'll just be slow animals too. And we'll be the slowest animals in the world. The slow family.
Oh, and throw the animals. Just call it the slow family because it makes your brain think for a minute, and then you're like, "What a slow family."
Well, I told Corey, I was like, "How about the girls will be the snail and the sloth? You'll be a turtle, and I'll just go as you."
That would be funny, like the slow family. You just put on a white T-shirt, and write Corey on it. Wear a hat backwards or something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's so inappropriate. That would actually be funny though.
Yeah,
because he's just like what is another slow thing out there?
I don't know. I was looking up slow. I actually Google searched like the slowest things on the world, and one of them was like internet connection from the 90s or whatever.
Router. AOL.
AOL.
Like
slow.
You cut out an AOL logo.
That'd be funny.
And call it the slow family. See, I like costumes like that are inventive and original. Original? Yeah. That are just like different, that make you think.
Well, now, Cullen, Corey's going to be out of town. So now it's just going to be the slow family. And he's not going to be the punchline. He's not going to be the punchline of the family. It's just going to be slow. Me. I'm a slow
so
woman
funny.
With her two slow kids.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, we're having a block party. I'm so lucky.
So it's a block party.
I know you're moving out of the county here, but we may also. This has been presented to us over the last couple of weeks. They keep trying to get Corey to take a job position for his work, which would be like a step up the ladder for his career, but it's in Augusta, Georgia. And so it's not, I don't think it's going to pay that much more, but his title would go up. Like he would go up the ladder, not over, right? So we would have to move to Augusta. But the only reason we're considering it is because he wouldn't have to travel as much for work anymore.
Oh, that would be good.
So he would be home. Like right now he's been gone 2 weeks. I'll get him for one day and he'll go back out of town.
I could have sworn he was here. Like I was like, for, oh, yeah, this 2 days and then to podcast today because he'll be here to help. But then
he's gone.
Damn.
So it's his busy time. But it's like, it's nice because sometimes we'll have him home for a whole month. But then it sucks because then the next month he'll be gone all month.
Yeah.
So it's, it's just hard with two little ones to be traveling. His big thing is he misses them. Like, he misses them growing up. He's like, Sophia knows a new word when he comes home. And he's like, how did I miss my baby learning that word?
It's not about the physical help. It's just about the emotional. Like,
the emotional, yeah, I'm like, missing it kind of thing, that feeling. And so it's been, you know, it's hard on our family, but it's, it also pays the bills. So it's like, what are you going to do? Well, now we've been given this opportunity maybe to move to Augusta. So I was looking at houses down there and, you know, we've been looking at possibly doing that just so he can come home every night. But,
oh, man, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, so maybe we might be moving too.
That's crazy.
Stay tuned and we'll see. I don't know.
That's,
we're going to talk about it when he gets home. So
Augusta, that's a pretty place over there, isn't it?
It's 2 hours from Savannah, and our granddad used to live
there. Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to, I thought he was going to be home this weekend for this party. He's not. He's going to work. So, so we're having like a block party, right? And they're doing live music. We have the best house. Like, it's going to take something really special. Like, he has to get a big raise in order for us to move out of this house.
My
point was, right?
Because
we love
would
sell our
house. Fast.
I think it would right now too. But we love our house, and we love the fact that we're on one street with the cul-de-sac, and that's like our whole little mini subdivision inside a subdivision. So it's like this is our court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have like a little block party, court party. So it's all of our little neighbors, and we're all gonna dress up and social distance. And my buddy's throwing it, and it's a guy that Corey plays hockey with. And he's got a band, I think, coming. So we're going to hear live music, and it's going to be canning the kids, and they're going to be, we're going to be out there doing food and, you know, social distance block partying for Halloween. So I'm excited.
That's fun.
We have that coming up. Y'all are welcome to come if y'all want to put your costumes on and see what happens. But
I don't know what our plans are yet, but
so that's what I know our community is doing for Halloween. Now, if we're trick or treating on Halloween night, I mean, how can you not like wear a glove?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw the Holderness family. I don't know if you follow them. Yeah. They're the ones that do like the spoofs, the parody songs on Facebook mainly, I think, is where they got really popular.
Okay.
But now they've kind of branched off into podcasts and videos, and they do Instagram videos. But you should look them up because this guy is a genius the way he writes these songs. He takes every day, like all the famous songs, and he'll put it to a parody. Like, you know, and I think one of them was like Christmas Jammies or something. And he sings, but anyway.
So he does his own music video for these popular songs.
And
okay.
The way he makes the words rhyme and twists them around is so freaking funny.
Nice. What is it again?
The Holderness.
Holderness family. I'm coming for you, buddy.
Yeah, go check them out. But he posted a video the other day about social distancing, trick-or-treating. And he made a freaking, he had like some buddy of his that lived in the neighborhood, I think, make a potato gun with a 20-foot PVC pipe to shoot Snickers bars.
You know
bars.
Something about those, don't you?
Yeah, to shoot Snickers bars out of from.
That's
so
awesome.
He'd be sitting on his rocking chair on his porch.
Trick or treat, boom!
Yeah, and he was out in the middle of the street with a baseball glove, and he was trying to catch all the candy that flew out. He's like, "Yeah, I think that'll work."
Yeah, all right, so, test her out.
Or even doing like a zip line. He would hook it up, have a zip line from his porch to the tree out by the thing.
Goodie bags,
and then hook up a little hook like a coat hanger, and then clamp it on and zzz.
Yeah, but he's still touching the candy to give to
them.
So what does it matter? Just pour it in the bowl. You don't have to touch it. They could be the only ones that touch that candy.
But you can
come up, and I was thinking we could just put a bowl out there. Like, we'll sit on the porch, and then, you know, a couple feet, 6 feet in front of us, we'll have the candy bowl, and we'll just monitor the, because that's usually what we do anyway. We just sit on our porch and trick or treat, and they come up and we give them candy. But now we'll have it in a bowl. And we'll have like a box of gloves and some hand sanitizer next to it.
Yeah,
and be like, get your trick and go.
I've really been having a craving to scare people. Like, I don't know why, but I've got the ghillie suit.
Uh-huh. You scared me the other day coming to your house and that stupid thing in your stupid window with that guy. God.
But the ghillie suit. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking it's the one where you like stand there or sit there and look like a bush. You know?
Oh, yes. I've never been like around. But like
putting the bowl out by the street or something, and then right next to the mailbox or something, and then me just sitting right there just like a bush.
Oh, my God. Can we do that here?
Yeah.
Can I hire you to come over and do that?
Comes up and grabs me like, one piece only.
Yes.
Did you wash your hands?
Oh, man. That would be so funny. God. That's a whole two videos.
I know. And living on the golf course, I'm so ready to get off a golf course.
Y'all come over here and do that. Seriously. Bring your stupid suit. That would be funny. And come, because like you would totally blend in. Like we've got shrubs all over the place here. That would be perfect.
It would be fun.
Get everybody.
I've been wanting to get the golfers like at the tee box.
Oh, nice.
But I know I'm would be
You'd
all
probably
over.
Get in trouble. Probably a lawyer.
All over the Facebook page. There's some idiot out here
scaring folks.
Bob
pissed in his pants today.
Or I get a club upside the head.
Well, you're on your way out, so bye.
I know. That's why I'm like, let me just do it real quick before I get out of here.
I hope you do. I hope you find some fun in all the madness over the next couple weeks. I know we're going to try to do something for, I was talking to Mom about doing Thanksgiving a couple weeks early. So maybe y'all could partake, But yeah, we'll see how it goes, and we'll definitely keep everybody up to date. We're going to try to get Rachel on maybe, and I've got another guy I was hoping to get on, and yeah, we'll see how it all pans out.
Yes, I see.
Until then, I meant to lead with this. Cullen, everybody go vote.
Freaking vote. You can early vote now in some states. Can you do it here yet? What's the element? I don't even know. I need to vote. But
vote.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it early. I think they had record numbers.
Do it early. Do it now. Do it
record
often.
Record numbers for early votes.
Don't just do it once, but vote. Okay.
One time.
But definitely get out there and do it. I think it's our responsibility for anybody that's on any kind of social media. Please just put the word out to go and vote.
And don't put it in one of those fake mail-in ballot things on the side of the street. People are doing that too.
Don't put it in any Trump boxes. Trump's counting state.
Like, how many Halloween costumes are going to be voting registration boxes or something?
Oh, man. I can't wait to see. Hopefully we'll see some costumes.
Just hanging out.
Hey, if nothing else, at least these days, you know, we have social media. So if nothing else, everybody can just get dressed up in your costumes. Do it for the gram, y'all. Take a picture, put it on Instagram, and then we can all look at it and like it and all that stuff. If nothing else. But stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Thank you again for listening, for staying with us all these years.
Podcast. We're going to keep it going.
Yes.
And stay tuned for the new format, and whatever happens, we'll figure it all out. But that's another episode.
Have you had coronavirus? Leave it in the comments.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.
Mom. Peace. What are you dressing up for Halloween, too?
I'm going to be the slow family.